As we head into 2016, the Shining Ones remind us that we must be able to hold an ungovernable center during the demonstrated chaos. We have the power, and we are empowered to abide in undisturbed spaces as part of the new center that is being established for our world. New core within, new core in the collective. Knowing things happen purposefully and are never without light does not negate the sorrow and tragedy. We don't want to lose touch with our humanity. The feeling body is kicking in on our planet at this time in a really big way. Compassion is well lit within the ascension movement as a very strong frequency at this time. And one of the ways this is manifesting in my current reality is that I have put together backpacks of food and clothing and mittens and halves and scarves and water and pamphlets from our local homeless shelter. I even put dog treats in there because you invariably see people in transition. I like to call them that because they are not so different from all of humanity. We are all in some type of transition, yes? And I carry these backpacks around in my car and I hand them out to humans standing on the corner with signs in need. It's a moment of felt unity, a moment of recognition that I am you and you are me. And never has there been a greater opportunity for us to narrow the gap in between where one or the other of us is standing. Sharing our strengths. And breathing our light into the weakness, the perceived weaknesses of another. I want you to know that right now, right in front of me, there is a whole flock of wild turkeys coming down the mountain, heading right toward us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 that I can count at this moment. Turkeys are about shared blessings. Sacrifice. And shared abundance. So, a beautiful expression. They're running down the mountain and waddling as they run. Just a beautiful expression from the vibrational world, holding up and affirming this sharing around how important it is that we not separate ourselves into the little compartments of identity structure that we've come to know as who we are in our lives. Here come more. We're up to a dozen, 14. But to reach into the chaos, reach into the chaos with our love and our light 15, 16, 17, 18. I just wish y'all could see this. These are seriously giant turkeys. They're feeling very proud of themselves that they remained invisible during Thanksgiving. And now they are really plump and sassy. Looking all around, they hear my voice and they're standing still and really tall. They're practicing that lengthening the spine that we were doing earlier. Looking around and observing what is here. I'm sure they feel, they're just staring right at me. Sure, they feel the energies of the show, but in addition to that, it's likely that they feel the presence that I was bringing your awareness to. A whole lot of others that are gathered with us here today. These turkeys are magnificent. The males have to be 25 to 30 pounds, at least. That's just a guesstimate. Y'all can leave me a feather. That would make me really happy. They've all stopped and they're just hanging out with us. Iridescent colors magnified on their back. There's so much beauty and expressions of unity. And the more that we reach into and kind of poke the veil with our light and with our love and reach into and share who we are and what we have, the more we invite that which remains in separation, invite it up into a new possibility of expression. For individuals and for this profoundly expanding species on the planet at this time. It's important as a sensitive to know how to be in the world and still create space for ourselves. It's best not to get fixated on any one feeling or belief within any situation, because the world is changing so profoundly that those feelings and beliefs will continue to shapeshift. In other words, see all events as moving energy. That we have ongoing moments to create a space for. And that how we interpret and respond will continue to change us and create different probable realities for our future. More than ever in our history, greater numbers of people are not on board with war. Those tactics and measures, more than ever, as 2016 unfolds, greater numbers of humanity will activate the capacity, this is straight from the Shining Ones, to see and feel the light in the density. And they are assisting with this all over the planet. The capacity to see and feel the destruction and chaos. And in so doing, being increasingly able to hold the space for a new and very different outcome. It is only the fear of something that gives it power over you. As more and more demand a different response from our government and police and corporations, those factions will crumble. The crumbling of the old paradigm and regime is already in motion. And the light grows every day where there appears to be anything but. One of the most powerful things that you can do is lift up your palms in front of you for a moment, right in front of you, like you're holding a bowl. And then imagine and hold an event like Paris, or the presidential election, or the extreme weather conditions in various parts of our world. Hold those conditions and those circumstances up in the palms of your hands. Visualize as much detail as you can. And if you have emotions connected to the experience, don't judge it. Allow the emotions and intend to then find your way back to balance and strength, to stability with your energy. Imagine you are working with, consciously feel and see that circumstance or that event. See it become a sphere or golden light. And when you are done, blow the vision into the collective field. Infuse it with your love. Do this often, not only to work with your own energy, but so that the people still so enamored by the illusion or caught in the snares of separation find their way back to balance, to peace and light and greater love. Everything is always okay. Everything is perfect within the consciousness of God, of love, of oneness. The turkeys are still here. They're just hanging out, pecking at the ground, blessing us with their grace, their trust, their instinct, and their love. The turkeys slowly paraded back up the mountain. Leaving us with the gift of their peace. It's like as the meditation started, they've got this. We can go now. Moments of time. Ever moving, always filled with light intel beyond what the mind can even fathom. But that as energy, we understand. We embody. We are never separate from. It took a while for the show the transmissions, the anchor of the show, to really ground down today. I think because of the enormity, of how vast the energies are that are here now, it's like we're pulling on a lariat that is the Milky Way, that is an entire galaxy, holding on to this golden thread that is, by the way, available to everyone in each moment, and allowing the energies to just funnel down and fill us so that we can rise up and lift up into this intelligence, into this higher mind technology that shapeshifts our experience of being human. I shared that we have had an overabundance of rain. There are many ways the world over that the landscape is changing in the human experience. And recently I was in the Shining Ones Woods. I pretty much hang out exclusively in the new territory in which I continue to discover new waterfalls, mirrors of crystalline flow. So phenomenal. I have found 4 new waterfalls in woods that I have been traversing off trail for 12 years. It's stunning. It's just stunning. You've heard that expression, hidden in plain sight. It's a frequency thing. I totally, totally know this to be true. And these waters are communicating magical metaphor and love to me. One day, I was climbing a trail. Well, I'm working on it becoming a trail, one that I am creating. And as I climbed, and because of this exceptional abundance of waters, I was aware of gushing waters on either side of me, rapidly forcing its way down the mountain from the rain. So electric waters rushing so swiftly. And I could just feel the energies and movement of these waters as my own, inside myself, as one. And I imagined being carried by this crystalline column of light that is here now. Imagined myself as that crystalline column of light. Y'all hear that crow, surely. And you know he came in and started talking right when I said shapeshifters, which is crow energy, black magic. He's sitting in the top of the highest tree right above me. Hello!